is this brief, mortal life, if not the pursuit of legacy?
Dreams didn't make us kings. Dragons did.
You are now in the south side of Westeros. Beware. No secrets are safe. Enter.
History does not remember blood.
Well, hello. How did you like the new intro? I hope you did. We changed it in anticipation of course, the release of House of the Dragon. I was actually in conversation with a few of the guests that we will be having. I have been working hard these last few weeks, so I don't want you to think that I've just been sitting back with my feet up, sipping on Mai Tais. I have been sipping, but it's been a large cup of knowledge and Reddit forums and backroom chatter in expectation of what I hope will be a continuation on the great product that was Game of Thrones. Of course, a lot of things have happened in the little downtime we've had. We've gotten. What's gotten? Was that a Freudian slip? I don't know. Look that up. A Freudian slip is when you misspeak, but it's really meaning behind said misspokenness. Please forgive my lack of proper diction, grammar, and any form of understanding of the English language. I have been showing my tail a little bit, been off the last couple of days. And for those of you that know your Master of Whispers, you know he never takes days off. So the battery's 100% recharged. The drone is operating at maximum capacity. I'm flying all over the place. So in my absence, I do have a lot to tell you. But a Freudian slip, for those of you who don't know, is when your subconscious is boiling over. It needs to tell your conscious something. And it starts to manifest itself by you misspeaking or saying things that you initially in your conscious thought didn't intend to say. And you should, the understanding of this, Sir Sigmund Freud stated, was you should explore these things because they could be portals into your inner child and the things that are going on inside of you that may, if worked out, lead to success in your normal life. But I don't think that was. I think it was just a slip. So forgive me for my rambling. Again, I've missed you, and I'm just so excited. And since I can't physically hug you, I'm going to hug you with my words. But yes, House of the Dragon, it's coming. It's coming. I'm excited. It's weeks away. And I have been doing my best to not spoil my mind. And you might say, well, what does that mean? Why do you think you'll spoil your mind? Well, if I read too much back chatter, if I look at too many fan theories, and if I spend too much time with my friends on their Game of Thrones YouTube channels and so forth, then I may ruin my outlook on this. And I do want to allow my eyes to be tickled and the foreplay and all those things. I just don't want to just jump right into it. I want to be caressed. I want to be courted a little bit. So I'm going to allow small bits and pieces of information to come through, and we are going to enjoy it together. Now, don't get me wrong. I do have some little tidbits that I am holding back and that will present themselves throughout the season. But I want to give you a very fresh, unencumbered perspective. And my friends that will be joining me in this journey also want to do the same. I was just talking to one yesterday, and he's so excited. I gave that away. I apologize. I wanted to keep the genders neutral until the reveals on YouTube, but I'll let you know this particular gentleman, he is very excited to be able to correspond with you, and he just wants to make a great impression on you, as all my friends do and as I do, even though we're weeks and months and years into this journey, even. And we've been to the mountaintop as far as theories, and you've watched me grow as a podcaster. Hopefully I don't and do as many things as I used to do that may have annoyed you. I haven't hit the microphone in weeks. I've marked that on my vision board as an accomplishment, but And I did say I wasn't going to be here for a while, but here I am. Wow. Here I am. Now, I don't know when you're going to get this, so forgive me on that. Because I do, as I said, I had a patron-only episodes that I did reveal and release to you because I felt the patrons had enough time with them. And I just wanted to kind of have a little nostalgic tidbit dropped on you while I was away, because I don't want you to ever forget me. Because I'll never forget you. But today, I decided while I was working out. So you are getting a very fresh perspective for me. Yeah, fresh. Because I just made that intro that you heard coming into the podcast. Literally, I just made it. I was on my computer. I was hanging out with my feet up. I just enjoyed some breakfast. And I said, you know what? Let me get inspired. I started doing a little research and that came to me. Hey, you know what? Let's change the intro. Even though I love my Southside Westeros intro, it is a wonderful masterpiece from the creator, and it really conveyed what I wanted to get across to you. But this new intro has a little more of a hippie dippy feel. And I liked it, and I thought it would be a great segue into, even though we're the same podcast, I thought it would be a way to break up the Game of Thrones podcast from the House of the Dragon podcast. And of course, this week, people, we've gotten more information on Snow. I liked Return of the King, but Snow was okay. And my understanding is that Kit Harington actually came up with this idea and pitched it to HBO and George R.R. Martin. Very interested in where this can go. It's got to focus around the frozen north. Maybe the children are still hanging around causing mischief since they created all of this in the first place. Perhaps there are more wildlings. There's a wildling war. Remember, these wildlings didn't get along at all. The only thing that brought them together was impending death and Mance Rayder. And I think Mance Rayder really couldn't do it without the impending death and the zombies, walkers, whatever you want to call them, the dead. This will make anybody get together. But now the threat is gone. So are old hates coming back? Is there a war with the Thans? Are we going to have more cannibalism? Are we going to have a fight for who is the king of the north? Now that this whole hierarchy of the south is there, do we still stay north of the wall? Do we return to the savage nature that helped us survive? But is it am I seeing an opportunity in the south? Let's think about this for a second, folks. And I wasn't even going to talk about Snow, but let's talk about it. Let's talk about this as a fan theory. I was going to try to talk about Uncle Benjen, but maybe we'll do that on another one, or maybe it'll be this one. But I do, now that I'm saying this out loud, I am feeling a little excited again. Because where can we go? Now imagine this. You have a group of people, and that group of people, for many years, centuries even, was at war with another group of people. And the only reason we are next to each other and not at war or trying to kill each other is that there's another group of things, quotation fingers, that can kill us. And we can't fight them on our own. So I have to have this alliance with you. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But now just hear me and follow my thought process. So now that this thing is done and we're walking back north, what's going through my mind? What's happening in this head of mine? I've survived something that I didn't think I was going to survive. So the way I was behaving and the goodwill is likened to how older people sometimes automatically get nice because they're trying to get into heaven. So it's kind of like I became this person and I formed all of these alliances in order to survive. It was a self-serving thing. But now that I have survived, now let me take a look at these people who I saved, who were disgusted by me. And quite frankly, they still are. Now, what's different about this? Well, number one, we don't have a night's watch. I mean, we do, but we know now that they were severely understaffed prior to the war. But one would imagine that the night's watch is now in the 10s to 20s to 30s people. There's not a lot of people there. And the majority of people manning the wall were wildlings. So now this barrier between us, not only is it not there, we have access. So that's not there. Now, these people, again, these Southerners who hated and despised us and oppressed us for so many decades and centuries and even thousands and thousands of years, these people are now vulnerable, more vulnerable than they ever were. Why? Because their numbers are severely depleted. Now, don't get me wrong. Winterfell stocked up. You still have bannermen. You still have men, but there are not the numbers that you would be led to believe. Now, yes, I hear you. I hear you saying that. You're saying, yeah, but what about the wildlings? Their numbers are low too. Sure. But by how much? There may be some inequality in the numbers in certain areas. Yeah, Winterfell might be fully stocked, but the several castles and towns in between there, from there to Winterfell, maybe not only understocked, but almost abandoned. So now what do the wildlings do? Is it the Wild West? Are we going out west and just taking land for our own? And have there been any laws set to say, well, do the wildlings have the right? We all know that Sansa, who is running the North now, she is the queen of the North. We understand that she believes in rewarding those who helped her. So you could say she may allot some land for the wildlings, or she could use this to shore up the North, since the North is now an independent kingdom. So every square acre is now mine and I need to benefit from that. So how would I benefit from the wildlings? Meaning, would the wildlings pay me taxes? Would they be even able to understand that concept? Wow. Wow. And this is all going on. And you think about this, and winter's here. Now, I had a conversation with one of the gentlemen that are going to be on the show, and we discussed what happened to winter. Winter was supposed to be here for a very long time. That wasn't really explained. There's several fan theories. Winter stopped with the Night King. Did it? I don't know, because Drogon was covered with snow right before Jon Snow killed Daenerys. So what happened to this long winter that they were supposed to have? And if that winter is still there, how bad is it for the North? The South is kind of seeing it. You're kind of getting some snow in Texas. And if you get too much, it's going to shut down the state for 2 weeks because no one knows how to deal with snow down there because they don't get snow. But the North, you know, they have snow, but they have to have off season. Even I love YouTube, as you know, and there's a gentleman I look at, Panda something or the other, and I do apologize. I will drop his name in the comments, but I love him. He lives somewhere in Russia, Siberia, and he's one of the indigenous people, and he just shows how to survive, how to cook in negative 50 degrees and all that. But even him who can survive for a 7 to 9 month winter still needs that 3 months to be able to procure food, vegetables, all the things you need, just firewood to get through to the following spring. So now, are you sending these wildlings who just depleted all their numbers, basically lost everything? You know, you could imagine all the elders are dead, all your grandparents, most of the children dead. Dead. Your wildlife dead. Dead. Unless they were able to hide. You think they're sending them to the frozen north with severely depleted resources. So I can't believe that these wildlings, and I'm not even talking about the cannibals, the ones you would suspect or expect to turn coat. I'm talking about just the normal people, even a guy like Tormund. He loves Jon Snow, but he doesn't have any love for the South. He didn't have any love for the South as far as 1.5 seasons ago. So even he who, Snow, I love you. And I understand you want to protect these people, but what are they doing for us? What? And that's going to be a big thing. Like, you should be paying us tribute. We should be allowed to graze and farm land that's viable more than, you know, a couple months out of the year. We shouldn't have to go months without bathing. These are all the things that are probably going through these wildlings' mind. So I can imagine that the wildlings they should be a kingdom in themselves. This should be their own kingdom. And we would assume or hope that Jon Snow would take lead. But Jon Snow has shown you in every turn that he doesn't want leadership. He knows how to do it. He was trained for it and he was meant for it, but he doesn't want it. So you can imagine initially after everything the guy's been through, losing everything, all his women, killing his woman, being locked up, losing his best friend Tyrion, because Tyrion is his best friend, losing his family. Oh, did I mention dying? Saving the world, and these ungrateful bastards still turn on him. And the only thing that kept him alive was the fact that his brother is the king, his sister is the queen of the north, and Aya will kill everybody that says anything about John Snizzy. You heard. So you could imagine that he would forego this initially, or he would do everything in his power not to be a part of this. I can imagine that John goes off and spends a lot of time on his own. He's got to figure this stuff out. And we're going to go into this, of course, because we have other podcasts where we talk about the Book of Snow, and I do plan to go into these things. And I'd like to thank you for bearing with me through some redundancy, because we'll go from podcast to podcast. And because we're talking about characters in the same show, we tend to sometimes talk about the same events. But John would want to be by himself. John is not that far removed from being ostracized from his family. If you think about this, Jon Snow has never had any family ever. All his family is implied, and all of the implied family is taken from him. He hasn't had a lot of time with Aya since she was a child. Same thing with Bran. Same thing with Sansa. So he goes off. He's been with Tormund through war. But, I mean, we're war buddies. I don't know if I want to hang around you. We're just being honest here, right? We're just being honest, people. You got people that you work great with at your job. Wonderful people. You can talk to them for that 8 hours and maybe a smidge more if something went on at work. But you're not hanging out with them on the weekend. You're not going on trips. You're not inviting them in. They're not sitting in your room talking about your feelings. No, they are work buddies. So these are war buddies that Jon Snow has. So now that the war is over, he did have his brothers of the Night's Watch, but they're dead and Sam is down south. So Jon up north, what does he have? He has Ghost. So he's probably going to go off on his own, or he's probably going to hang on his own. Because you can also imagine this. He's probably hesitant to get into any type of relationship with anyone. Let's not mince words here. The free folk are a little rough. He found the best one. That's why everybody was mad at him. He took the best free folk out of there. Ygritte. and he got her killed. And then he took the best of the last of the Targaryens and he got her killed. Jon is a little dangerous. So I think he's going to spend some time alone. So the free folk are a danger. Now, can they really organize? Maybe they learned a lot through this war. I think they understand that they couldn't beat these armies in battle. In the field, they know how to fight, but they also know guerrilla tactics, and that's how they would win. And they would guerrilla take over town to town until they have the majority of the north, and then they would probably go after the south. But there are other people that you can imagine just going, not to stay on the free folk too long, but, you know, there are other little creatures and grumpkins and snarks in the north that we haven't explored yet. There's more stuff going on with the weirwood trees. I'm sure there's more children around. Maybe Bran sees something else coming that he wasn't allowed to see. The magic didn't allow him to see. We still have Drogon, and we have Volantis. And I do believe, I've said this in past podcasts, that maybe they're going to take the House of the Dragon and connect all three stories if they can sit down at the table and really come up with a great story. This has to be a good story. It just can't be a continuation of A Song of Ice and Fire. While we would love it and it would be nostalgic for the first season, possibly two, it wouldn't go anywhere. So we would have to have a believable storyline. Come in the comments, guys. Send me a Gmail. You know, southsidewesteros@gmail.com. Thank you, Penny. I got your message. Shout out to you. She's one of the more active listeners and fans. Can I call you a fan, dear? Yes, I'm going to call you a fan. I love you like I love each and every one of these other folks. And Jim, I'm shouting you guys out. And I can't shout out everyone, but you will start seeing this happen. I'm actually in the process of getting, the YouTube program up and running now. I have my folks that are planning to join. However, I will be opening up to listeners who want to Skype in. We're going to be doing this on Skype initially, and live streaming will happen down the line. I may just live stream anyway just to hang out, but I find that most folks enjoy the podcast downloading it later. They haven't really expressed a live stream desire. Now, I feel that the live stream will be great in the reaction video genre, which we will be doing, as well as uploading a weekly podcast that will be YouTube friendly. You'll see our gorgeous faces, and I apologize for that in regards to mine. But there, I would love to hear where you think the story can go. We have a lot of unanswered questions. We have the question of Dorne that was misrepresented, that was represented horribly, actually, and unbelievable. More of the lazy writing by the HBO people. But Dorne, there's a, even though they jump back in the fold, you know, what's going on with the Iron Islands? You know, they're in the fold too, but there's still pirates hanging around. You got Meereen, you know, with Daenerys gone, the Slaver's Bay is probably back to where it was. Who are the Dothraki following now? You have Dothraki that are free in Westeros that may be raising up. So you have a savage element. Westeros may be going wild. And again, I want to remind you that a lot of the armies are depleted. So these pirates can step up their game and terrorize more because there's less armies to fight them. People are stretched out thin. The Dothraki can go back savages and start raping and pillaging and taking what they want. We don't have a brotherhood without banners anymore. So soldiers are back to abusing the town folk. Aya is west of Westeros. I understand that Grey Worm says he's going to the Isle of Narth, but what happens when he's done there? Does he come back? Does he get mad? We don't know where these stories can go. Now, those last few are kind of boring. I don't think that would make for a good show. I think there has to be another threat, an impending threat. And it has to be something that can overwhelm Westeros. I just hope it's not a one-off like Dexter. While I enjoyed that new Dexter, I wanted more, and I don't want you to leave me wanting more. So do something with snow, guys. It's going to be great. I did not plan to talk this long. I actually planned to talk about Uncle Benjen Stark, but we'll do that next time. So enjoy this little tidbit, guys. Again, email me, inbox me, Southside Westeros on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Twitch. Weird, right? And that's one of the places we're going to be live streaming. But any one of the medians, Instagram, all of them, even on Snapchat, we're exploring a TikTok, which I think I will once we start doing the YouTube. Of course, we're on YouTube. You can go check out the YouTube channel. We have some past podcasts up there and some other little tidbits that might entertain you while you're waiting. But we're only weeks away. Weeks away, guys. Weeks away. Now, I still may drop a Game of Thrones podcast here and there. I've been missing you, and I plan to do that. But we're coming, guys. We're coming. I'm coming. I'm coming with some backup. I got a posse coming with me. Now, you're still going to – it's still going to be me and you. But the posse is going to just add some seasoning. Someone who's supposed to have been here from the very beginning, Queen Dani, she'll be coming through. And my main man, Wilfredo, he's coming through. We also got Tortuga. He might be sliding through as well with some other friends and maybe some surprises. I'm working on some interviews for some people who were on Game of Thrones and worked with Game of Thrones, and working on a big interview for someone on House of the Dragon. So just keep your fingers crossed. Your boy is trying to do it right. I'm trying to blow up over here. I'm trying to blow up. But no, I'm more than satisfied with the conversations you and I have. And if we can have these conversations forever, I'm a happy guy. But I will see you next time. I hope you enjoyed the new intro. If you didn't, Jimmy, let me know. Let me know what I can do. Hey, maybe I might have an intro contest. Any of you musicians out there that think you want to make a new intro and outro for the show, send them to me. The best one wins, and I will bring you on, and we will have a whole episode together. And if it's awesome, and if we bond, I might have a new road dog. But we will see you next time. Valar Morghulis.
Thank you for listening to Southside Westeros. We look forward to you coming back and visiting us again. If you want to email us, you can reach us at southsidewesteros@gmail.com. You can also reach us at Southside Westeros at both Instagram, Facebook, and Twitch. We're SS Westeros at Cup of Coffee and Twitter. If you want to donate to the program to keep getting this great content, please donate to our Patreon or our Cash App. Both are Southside Westeros. Valar Dohaeris. And may the Mother bring seven blessings to you all.